My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We are doing something a little bit different for the All-Star break. Today is Mizzou Day. Tomorrow is KU Day. Thursday is K-State Day. We're going to be joined by Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com here coming up in just a bit. At the top of the hour, Eli Drinkwitz will be on the show at 4:30. Brady Cook will be on the show. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a dear friend of mine. His name is Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, how are you doing, man?
Not bad. What's going on, Carrington?
Gabe, I'm happy to have you on the show today. I am going to guess that with all the excitement around Missouri, I'm going to guess that business is booming for you right now.
It's been a little slow, but we manufacture some stuff and pretend SEC Media Days is important, and we're about to get going.
I want to start with this, Gabe, and I talked to Brady Cook about this, and I know you were at this game. You were at actually both of these games. I think the entire turnaround of this thing for Missouri over the last 12 months, you can attribute to one game in one moment. It was them beating Kansas State. They got beat so badly in Manhattan a couple of years ago that everybody knew how important that game was going to be back at home, and that was going to be the game to really show if you have made progress. We are having a very different conversation if that kick is missed and if Missouri misses and loses that game.
I mean, there's no question it started there. The thing people forget about that kick is, first of all, if it missed, they were going to get another chance because there was a penalty on K-State. And even if they missed that one, they were tied. So they still could have won. It was a huge kick, don't get me wrong. But I think there's in hindsight, people forget that they would have had another chance to win that game. But that's definitely the one that started it. I think that's probably the biggest play of the season. But then you throw in the Luke Bauer fake punt touchdown pass at Kentucky. Because I thought that game was over. I mean, if Missouri punts there, if that pass is incomplete and Kentucky goes up 17 or 21 nothing, that might have been over there. And then, you had 4th and 17 at Florida. And you can argue that the last two either don't happen or don't matter as much without the K-State game. I think that was clearly the moment where Missouri wasn't really even shy about going into that game saying, hey, this is revenge. Like, we looked bad against them last year, and we want to show that wasn't us. And so that was kind of where they started to – they seemed to believe they had a team that none of us believed they had, and that's when they started to show it.
Gabe, you've seen every Missouri quarterback that they've had for like the last 20 years. Have you seen maybe fans change their opinion on a quarterback the way that they have with Brady Cook over the last 6 to 8 months? I mean, I'm on your message board. I know how fans were talking about Brady Cook. That is drastically different than how they're talking about him today.
Yeah, I haven't seen fans change their minds on a player in really, I don't think in either sport in 20 years of doing this like they have Brady Cook. And, you know, it's kind of like the Eli Drinkwitz argument. It's real fun to go back a year later and make people feel bad for the way they thought at the time. I mean, a year ago, Eli was 17-19 and Brady was, he was a guy that nobody really knew if he could do it at this level. And I don't just mean like you or me or fans on message boards. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz went out and tried to get a ton of transfer quarterbacks. And then he brought in another one. And then he made Brady Cook go into fall camp and battle Sam Horn for his job that he'd already, you know, won the year before. So for anybody in that building that's telling you they knew that year was coming out of Brady Cook, they're lying to you. Because nobody knew that a year ago. So I don't think it, I mean, look, if it, and on message boards and on Twitter, it does. When it gets personal, it's obviously too far. And there were obviously some things said about Brady that shouldn't have been said. But if you're just talking performance on the field, I don't think anybody should be shamed for a year ago not really knowing if Brady Cook was the right guy.
Yeah, and I think what has happened with Brady Cook, and you and I, you know, we see this happen in the NFL. I mean, the talent around him drastically changed too. Yeah. Missouri had one of the five best running backs in college football last year. Missouri has maybe the best wide receiver in college football. He has one of the top three wide receiver rooms in college football with Ohio State and Oregon. Like, once you add all of those things, they stop asking Brady to do a lot for this offense.
And that's, I actually wrote about this on Monday. The most common question I'm getting is, can Brady Cook be the quarterback of a college football playoff team? You guys are asking the wrong question. Is Missouri a college football playoff team is the question. I mean, and especially those of us who are from Kansas City or currently in Kansas City, like our view of this is warped a little bit because you follow the only quarterback maybe on the planet who it seems like you can just say, yeah, whatever, just throw some dudes out there and he's just going to, it doesn't matter. You and me, and he probably needs one guy a little bit better than that, but maybe he can go win it. But most quarterbacks can't do that, right? I mean, they're going to need some guys around them. So I understand it's the position, but I hate the way we analyze the position. You know, the best quarterback isn't necessarily the one that just won the most games. Now, winning games is a part of it, certainly. But, you know, quarterback and head coach are the only place where we go, you know, a lot of people will still pick apart the late interception against LSU. I maintain that one didn't really matter. That game was over. The one against Georgia was bad, no question. But, like, look, Brady had a team in position to do something nobody else has done in 3 years in the SEC, which is beat Georgia in the regular season. So, you know, I'm not gonna downgrade him for making one bad throw at a bad time. It happens to everybody. So, the key is, is there enough around him that this team can go to the college football playoff? And, I mean, there is. Now, you've obviously got to go do it, and all those guys have to play up to their potential. But we don't spend any time going, well, who's the best left guard in NFL history? Well, let's go add up everybody's record. Only one position do we do that.
Right now, we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. It is Mizzou Day on the show. We'll do KU and K-State on Wednesday and Thursday. I take a lot of arrows from my stance on Eli Drinkwitz, and that's perfectly fine. It comes with the job. My biggest complaint with Eli over the last couple of years is he acted like Lane Kiffin without any of the qualifications. Like, Lane Kiffin can act this way because, hey, he's actually done some stuff in college football. That wasn't the case for Eli. I think he has.
Has Lane done more than Eli?
I still think he's done a little bit more than Eli. Not a whole lot now.
Yeah, he's been there. The comparison I made, I said this a lot a year ago. Eli wants to be Steve Spurrier. He just hasn't won like Steve Spurrier. And, you know, I think he figured that out a little bit. I mean, some of it's in his personality. He can't help it. And I respect that, actually. I like a guy that's going to take some shots and be a smartass. I'm good with that. You know, it makes it more fun. I don't want these guys to be robots. Like, we complain that they say nothing, and then when they say something, we kill them for it. So I don't mind that part of it, to be quite honest. But, you know, I just watched him on the podium. He's on Feinbaum's show right now. I know he's coming on with you guys. And he is saying nothing today. I just watched him for 32 minutes at the podium in Dallas, And there is not one thing he said there that was interesting, much less bulletin board material for anybody.
I'm not going to lie, Gabe. I actually kind of like it that way. I know.
I mean, it's fine. From a fan standpoint, sure. My thing is, I got really bored covering Gary Pinkel and Barry Odom because I knew what they were going to say every day. I kind of like not knowing what Eli's going to say. And from a fan's perspective of, hey, I want my coach to just stay out of the spotlight and not say anything, cool. But like the whole, but it changes with the results, right? The same people that were mad about Eli doing the lightsaber thing with Dan Mullen because he was a sub-500 coach were falling all over themselves laughing about the stand-on-business comment to Josh Heupel. Well, the only difference was he won more games, right? I mean, it's the same guy. And so I've got no problem with either of them. You know, bring back fun, bring back personality. I like taunting. Do it all, man. This should be fun. And so I'm not going to rip a guy too much when he says something that makes it fun.
Right now we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com. Gabe, over the course of the years, you have taught me some things about recruiting. And the biggest thing you have taught me is that recruiting is momentum. Like, it usually kind of snowballs. Like, once you get going, it's easy to see how you can start to convince kids to come to your university. When do you think that momentum started for Eli Drinkwitz and they started recruiting at the level they are right now?
Well, it's actually one of the things Gerard Hamilton's down in Dallas for us, and I think he's going to write about this sometime this week. We were talking, like, what's the Luther Burden effect here, right? Because Luther, when he flipped to Missouri, like, everybody – and we've done this a lot over the years. Like, is this the one that opens up the floodgates, right? Gary Pinkel had things going to it. Now, he never recruited at this level, according to the recruiting services. This is a whole different show. I will argue forever Gary's a lot better recruiter than he gets credit for. He was just a lot smarter than rivals and everybody that ranks recruiting, and so he knew what a good player was more than we did. But when Luther committed, you know, there was kind of this, okay, if it's good enough for him, then who's it not good enough for, right? And now, then he comes and has, it was a so-so freshman year, and I actually saw an interview with Drinkwitz. I had forgotten about this. There was some day where Luther deleted all the Mizzou stuff off his social media, and everybody was panicking, and, oh, my God, are we going to lose this kid and all that. But then he stuck it out, and he turns in the year he had last year, and Missouri wins 11 games. So now Eli isn't selling hope and here's what we think we can do. Eli's selling here's what can be done. Here's what we did with a legitimate top five player in the country. And, you know, so other guys are seeing that. I mean, it's a similar effect to what people hoped the Michael Porter Jr. thing would turn into for basketball. I mean, you still see kids in basketball when they get an offer, like the picture they tweet out is Michael Porter Jr. in one of the 62 minutes he played here. The difference is this guy's actually doing it on the field as well. And look, there's no question. If you just look at Instagram followers and the players he knows across the country and all that, like, Luther Burden is the most well-known guy on this team, and it's not particularly close.
Keeping the conversation with Luther Burden, I told this story in the open of the show that I'm guessing you were at this game. It was in 2007. It was the game right before the massive game against KU. Missouri played on the road against K-State. Jeremy Maclin played as well as a college football player could play that day. He had 9 catches for 143 yards. He had 200 yards in kick returns and scored 3 touchdowns. Jeremy Maclin was unstoppable that day. I never thought I would see a better receiver for Missouri outside of Jeremy Maclin until last year for Luther Burden. Luther Burden is the best skill position player that I've seen at Mizzou.
I will argue that the best receiver I've seen at Missouri is Denario Alexander.
You love him.
And if he had healthy knees, I legitimately think he might be an NFL Hall of Famer. I think he was that good. Jeremy's 07 game at K-State was amazing. Denario's 09 game at Kansas State maybe was better because Jeremy had more around him. Denario had like 4 200-yard games in 6 weeks or something. It was unbelievable. But Luther is he has a chance to be in that conversation. My Luther Burden story is the first game of his senior year at East St. Louis. This was after he had decommitted from Oklahoma, but he hadn't yet decided where he was going. So I went to cover the first game of that year, and it was about a quarter and a half in. He hadn't touched the ball. And you know what it's like when you're covering a game. You're like, all I need is this kid to do like two or three things. Like, I don't want to drive all the way here and him not to do anything, right? So he goes back for a punt, picks it up on like six bounces at his own 18-yard line. First time he touched the ball, 82-yard touchdown. Luther touched the ball seven or eight times in that game, and I'm not exaggerating. He was never tackled. He ended up in the end zone five times and out of bounds twice. He never actually hit the ground in that game. And that is like, Luther's speed doesn't maybe blow you away, right? He had some drop problems his first year, but that kid in traffic is as good as, like, the comparison I would make, and he's a better football player, but, like, you remember that those couple years that Dante Hall had where it was like watching a video game, just, you know, running in and out around dudes on the field. Like, Luther, he doesn't go down.
Right now we're talking to Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com for a couple of more minutes. I got two questions, Gabe, and I'll get you out of here. I appreciate your time. First question, it is very weird to say this about Missouri football, but I'm looking at the floor, and you have to consider their floor 9 wins this year. Like, it is just very difficult for me to find 3 or more losses on their schedule.
The floor, I think, is 8-4. Because, and look, we always take injuries out of this equation, right? Like, if a couple of these guys get hurt in week 2, then this is a different conversation. Assuming they're healthy, like, hey, you can see at A&M's a tough place to play. At Bama's a tough game. Oklahoma is a good team. They could win in Columbia. And then, like, weird games happen, right? At the beginning of last season, there is no way you would have said Missouri's ceiling is 10-2. I mean, maybe you would have said if absolutely every single thing goes right. Well, guess what? Pretty much everything went right. So sometimes there's a day where, hey, these are 20-year-old kids and they just don't play well. I mean, like, do I think Boston College is winning here or Missouri's losing at Mississippi State? Not really, but it's not impossible. Now, look, I think at 8-4, I think you would start saying, well, who deserves the blame here? Like, this is not a good year. I don't think anybody should be happy with 8-4. But if you're talking floor, 8-4, if you want to talk absolute floor, like everything goes wrong, I guess you can draw up like a 7-5. But that would be like, to me, 7-5 would be wheels coming off. Like, what are we doing here? Somebody needs to get in and answer some tough questions.
Last thing here, Gabe, it's about the defense. I don't have many questions about the offense. I mean, you return Brady Cook. You have the best receiver in college football. You have one of the best rooms in college football. I like the additions on the offensive line. Like, I don't have many questions about Missouri's ability to score this year. They lost a lot on defense. How do you feel about the defense heading into the season?
Unknown right now, right, because you changed the coordinator. I think you're losing Tyron Hopper. I think that's huge. You lose 2 NFL cornerbacks. I think that's probably the biggest or the second biggest question. The biggest question for me is Darius Robinson, not just the production on the field, but Eli said it at Media Day today, you know, in replacing Cody Schrader, it's not just the production, it's replacing the person. It's the same with Darius on the defense. I mean, he was the guy that everybody lined up and followed on that side of the football. And so I don't know necessarily who that guy is. Now, the good part of that, you look at Missouri's schedule, they should have 4 weeks for Corey Batoon and this defense to kind of figure out what it is and settle in. I mean, there's nobody in those first 4 weeks who really should threaten Missouri. And if they do get threatened, Missouri ought to be able to go out and just say, well, all right, if we got to score 40 this week, then we got to score 40 this week. So I think this defense should have the month of September to kind of settle in and identify the strengths and you know, maybe what holes there are that they need to kind of compensate for and cover up.
That is Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joining us on the show today. Gabe, happy to have you on the show, man. I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.